That was a very entertaining story. I can smell the alcohol.
Yeah, I'm hammered.
I can smell it.
I was drinking a lot today because I was mowing my lawn. And like,
mowing your lawn.
Dude, I mowed lawns today too. Mowing lawns is great.
Yeah.
It's like, I think once you pass 35, mowing a lawn is like, it's fucking exciting. It's fun.
I never had the experience.
It's like only a fun
with knives on the bottom of it.
Only if you have beer, though.
I never wait enough to like start the lawnmower, so I still haven't tried it.
What kind of lawnmowers do you use?
Well, you had to be 120 pounds, and back in the day, I was not 120 pounds.
Luckily,
I am now. Today, I can try it.
You could start a couple lawnmowers if you wanted.
I'm done. I'm leaving.
I haven't started recording yet, so everybody.
I'm watching it.
Now it's a YouTube video I put up of sound waveforms, so you guys like feel comforted.
I hate
like
you, so
you know
much.
How you leave the television on for dogs when you go out.
No, nope.
Like, who does that?
This is that.
My dad. My dad does it.
I used to do that with Marley all the time. Marley, I've seen every episode of How I Met Your Mother, and I've never seen a single episode.
Honestly, that explains a lot about Marley.
For some reason, my stepdad and my mom used to make us go unplug all the appliances before we leave for vacation. And now they go away for like 45 minutes. They have the TV on with like classical music and like the dog TV channel. Like there's a channel of just dogs playing.
Oh my
god,
crazy
too, because dogs are like, they are really bad cameramen. So the dog TV channel is just like, what am I looking at?
Yeah.
Focus, Fido.
Hello? Getting ready to record the podcast. What are you doing?
This is staying in.
No, don't do it. It's not going to be worth it. Agree to disagree. I said agree to disagree. All right, save it. I'll call you back right after this podcast is over, and you can say it. No, nope.
No, put it on speakerphone.
Oh, hold on. Now we want to hear it. Go.
So Mrs. Custer got the unfortunate news of her husband's passing, so she wanted to do something to commemorate him. So she commissioned an artist. She said, "I want a painting of my husband's last." You know, my husband's last thoughts. So the guy's like, okay, no problem. So a couple months goes by, he gives it a painting, a bunch of fucking cows with halos on their heads, and Indians, like, making love in the back. She's like, what is this? I wanted to capture my husband's final thoughts. And they said, Mrs. Custer, this is your husband's final thought. Holy cow! Look at all those fucking Indians!
That's a good joke.
That was a good joke.
All right, enjoy your podcast.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Who was that?
Travis.
And my friend Travis.
Oh, I don't know these people.
Oh my god, 5 text messages from Liz. Oh god.
Yeah.
I was about to leave.
Did I?
Oh god.
That's the only reason I didn't answer you. I kept asking Matt. He can verify. I was like, do you have service down here? Because I don't know anything that's going on. All I keep getting is this naked picture of Liz. Over and over and over again. Weird. I kept showing people, and I was like, have you seen her? She's waiting for me to record a podcast. Yeah, I don't know why. This is the alert that she gives me. She's like, where are you guys? I have rabies.
Oh,
I'm gonna bite your face. Hurry up.
You drinking water?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You don't have rabies?
Yeah, you're not scared.
It is like up to a year incubation period.
You don't look scared at all.
The last time I incubated for up to a year, I didn't have rabies.
Okay.
Here's the deal. Ow. Ladies and gentlemen, listening to this, none of it's going to make sense, but we are the problem solvers. We find problems, and then we solve them. That's what we do. We've been doing it since episode 1, and we're now on episode 70. That is 3.5 years of podcasts.
And only one of us got rabies in all that time.
Yes. 3.5 years of podcast, 1 pandemic, 1 case of rabies, 3 maybe baby scares, and
2 babies. 2 real live babies. They're still scaring me.
Liz, how can you reach us if you need us?
We have an Instagram, the Problem Solvers Podcast.
Now, what is Instagram?
It's where I used to edit my nudes until I realized that people were able to see everything I posted.
How does one find Instagram? Is that an Internet Explorer?
Yeah.
Do I explore the internet?
You first have to sign into AOL. It's going to take a bit, dial up, you know how it is, but you can get to it from AOL.
Okay, cool.
Okay. We also have a Twitter.
Thanks for tuning in.
And a Facebook. And an email, problemsolvers4e@gmail.com. All right.
So getting back to Matt talking about mowing lawns. I had something happen to me at the cemetery today that I don't know how I feel about it. I'm bitter about it, but I've been thinking about it all morning.
Don't say bit. Don't say bit with Liz around.
Start foaming She's at triggered. The mouth.
Back up!
Are red eyes and erect nipples a sign of rabies? Because if so, you're checking all the boxes, dog.
Call me dog and everything. Oh,
shit. Fuck, I'm checking all the boxes, too.
R.I.P. DMX. So today, I'm working at the cemetery. And a little known thing about the cemetery that I have to do community service at. There's a cemetery here, and then a cemetery here, and a cemetery here. If you couldn't see that on the podcast, then subscribe to our YouTube.
It was like 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and midnight.
So I work at 2 of the 3 cemeteries. And there's a third one that is across the street that I do not work at.
Jews.
So, yeah, actually, that's how it started. It was a synagogue
cemetery.
I don't know what they call them. I would make a really funny Holocaust joke there, but like also that's probably super insensitive.
A little bit.
But it originally was a Jewish cemetery. Now anyone can get buried there as long as they're circumcised.
Oh my god.
So my superiors at the cemetery are like, hey man, we need you to mow this area.
What are your superiors? The people that are more alive than you?
No, ghosts.
Oh, ghosts. Okay, the dead people. Oh, gotcha.
So they're like, we need you to mow this area because we have, dude, the best part about the pandemic is how many funerals we have to do. Like, business is a booming. So they're like,
true.
We have a funeral today, we have one tomorrow, and we have one Monday. So we need you to mow this area because it's finally springtime, it's almost summer, and there's grass, and it's growing. So mow it. So I was like, yeah, no problem. I hop on my little lawnmower, I mow, and then I see like 45 fucking cars come down the road with a hearse, all their lights are flashing. I'm like, oh, funeral procession. Not my funeral, not for my cemetery, because the funeral for my cemetery was on the other side. So I was like, oh, no big deal. But it's going to the cemetery directly across the street. And I'm like, what do I do? What's the etiquette here? Mind you, I only have like half an hour to finish what I'm working on before I get out of there. So I'm like, all right, if I stop, I'm not going to be able to finish what I'm working on before I have to leave. If I don't stop, you know, I'm mowing a lawn. But it's springtime, so it doesn't really matter. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to keep mowing this grass. And I'm mowing. I'm on one of those weird, like, Mech Warrior 0-point turns where you control with the two joysticks.
Yep.
So it's, like, super-duper fun.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'll just keep going. Whatever. Ramp, 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 ramp. And I go down, like, I make my pass down towards the road where they are. And I'm being, like, super
conscientious.
Say it one more time.
No,
because I feel like a syllable's
consequential.
It was wrong. I said it
conscientious.
Conscientious.
I said it right.
I'm being super like thoughtful, mindful of the fact that there's a funeral procession coming by. So I'm like, I turn, I do my thing, I do a little pass. And I let most of them go by, but I don't turn off the lawnmower because I still have a job to do. It's still Saturday morning. There's still work to be done.
Yeah, people pushing up daisies. You got to mow them down.
Yeah, right? That's job security.
They're literally
creating work. So the very last car in this line is, I don't want to like call out the vehicle, but it's a minivan.
Oh, of course it is.
Piece of shit. And the guy has all of his windows down. And as he's coming by, just so happens, wind blows. Just a fucking shit ton of grass goes in this guy's window. I'm like, well, like, you know, sorry, whatever. So the guy goes, hey, fuck you. And I'm like, sorry, because normally I would have gotten off and I would have thrown a rock at his car.
Yeah, bury him.
But he's part of a funeral. So I'm like, sorry, man. Like, I'm still doing the world doesn't stop because your meemaw died. Like, yeah. I have to keep doing this.
That's how I feel about processions in general.
Like, I respect a procession when I see one. If I'm in the road, I'll pull over for a procession. I'll let it happen. So this guy says, fuck you, and he goes over, whatever. And I was like, you know what? Fuck these guys now. I'm going to put the throttle on this thing all the way up so the lawnmower is going from... to... So when they're trying to give their fucking eulogy or whatever they do, they're going to have to listen to me mow the entire time. So when it all ends, I'm almost done with my area of mowing. The guy comes back. He's the first one to leave because he's the last car. And all I could think was, if this guy's got anything to say to me, I'm going to let him know that obviously he wasn't that close to this person. If he's the fucking last one in, the first one out, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, bro, you're barely a bystander.
So, dude drives by, gives me the finger.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm so fucking mad. But I try to be like a very like accommodating person. Like, I'm a man of the people. Like, obviously, I would be bummed if someone I knew died and there was grass in my car now because I was driving by somebody mowing the lawn.
It's a double whammy.
The world goes on. The world goes on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't give me the fucking finger.
Yeah.
And you know what? When he was leaving, they got hit by a Mack truck. All of them dead now. So, karma.
So good. Who,
and now you know that last part didn't happen. But
I was going to say, who's going to blow grass in their car at their funeral?
Moral of the story is, if you know how you don't piss off somebody that's serving you food?
Yeah.
I'm the guy that digs the grave for your piece of shit grandma.
Did you go pee on it?
I can do whatever the fuck I want if I got to. I could set that ground on fire. Doesn't matter. I have grandma. The ability to now. And the thing is, I can't get fired because I don't work for the cemetery. I'm there. Court ordered. Yeah. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
You literally can't get fired.
I can't. I could fuck his grandma.
Somebody tells you to leave, you say, I don't fucking think so. The judge told me to fucking stay.
Yeah. You got a problem bringing up with fucking Lady Liberty, you piece of shit. And here's the thing. We talked about it last episode, like the two episodes ago, Would You Rather, and we talked about fucking dead bodies.
Giant ducks.
Here's the thing, man. That seed's already been planted in my brain. Your grandmother is like one like semi-boner away from fucking feeling what I like to call the business. I call my dick the business because when people are like, hey man, how's the business? I say, business is fucking booming. Right?
Yeah.
Nobody? All right, never mind. Let me take that back. I call my dick curiosity.
Because curiosity killed the cat.
Did I already say that on this?
Yeah, it's every episode basically in the first 10 episodes.
I'll come up with another one. I call my dick Apollo 11. Why? Because it'll kill like 7 astronauts when it slams into the Earth.
That one's good. I like that one.
I don't even know if that's the right Apollo
name. I don't
name.
Remember, but it sounds good to me. Just like that Steven Tyler song in the background of my
phone. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep.
That's why I call my dick the horse-sized duck. Because you ain't even fucking with this, bitch.
So that's what I had to get off my chest. Oh, there's one more quick thing I had to get off my chest. This isn't my personal chest, but this is like, I was reading the news this morning.
It's a joint chest?
Yeah, this is all of our chests.
This is America's chest.
Did you guys see that Andrew Cuomo said that he hopes to have New York fully open again, maskless and everything, by July 1st?
Yeah.
This dude is, like, straight up, I thought the last, like, break the rules law was his Hail Mary pass, but he pushed it even further. And he was like, okay, legal weed wasn't enough for y'all? Check this out. Go out, open mouth, breathe that air, stay at bars till 4 in the morning. I don't give a fuck. You want to know why I'm squeezing titties? Because I party all night. That's why I'm just like you guys. I squeeze butts. I squeeze titties. I smoke weed. I stay out all night. I don't give a fuck about mess.
After July 1st, if you walk into a bar, expect to have cocaine shoved in your butthole by my finger. Without a mask. Without a condom.
It is now illegal to shake hands in New York. You can only meet someone by open mouth French kissing them. Yep. Figure it out, you guys.
Oh, my God.
If you go outside, put a condom on before you leave your house. Don't take it off until 8 hours after intercourse.
Mm.
And put cocaine in your butt.
Have you ever left a condom on after you got sloughed?
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, like, not for more than minutes. Like, not for more than it took me to collect myself.
Even that's long enough.
Dude. Yeah, minutes was probably an overstatement.
There's a lot of...
I'm pretty much ready to go to sleep like 7 seconds after, yeah.
There's a lot of reasons why I don't don't like wearing condoms.
Minutes.
The biggest one being...
So gross.
Smells like balloons, and I don't like the smell of balloons.
Well, it's right. Party time.
But I feel like because we don't have a topic for today's episode, I'm going to get very sensitive. Okay. And I'm going to show you guys
a part of me. We have some questions, too.
Oh, yeah, we'll answer those. Okay. Nobody gives a fuck about our listeners.
Fuck
our
you.
Listeners don't give a fuck about our listeners.
Fuck the listeners.
I'm sorry, continue your story.
So, the day I lost my virginity, I was terrified.
2020, like July 7th.
The other day when I lost my virginity, terrified. Obviously, I was a little kid. I was 8 with a huge dick. So, like, now I was like, I think I was 15 or 16, whatever I was. But I was scared.
Oh my god! You hear me? You yelled so loud.
But like all terrified 15 or 16 year olds, I had like 18 condoms on me at all times because I was like, just in case, today's the day. Today's the day I got it. So, I'm like, all right, I'm about to have sex with this girl
this
in the back
car.
Of the car. That's the next part. I was about to have sex with the girl in the back of the car.
About to fuck this car in the ass.
I practice by fucking cars.
Yeah, makes sense.
I put the Taurus in clitoris. So, I'm like, I'm super duper nervous. I've never had sex before. I've never even had a blowjob before this point. I've gotten hand jobs by myself. And and other people, I've had. So like, I pull out this condom and I go to put it on, and no joke, I was like seconds away from nutting from the feeling of putting a condom on, because I'd never put a condom on before either.
Yeah.
So I was like, what is this? Yeah. It's like a fun little plastic blowjob going on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure bag.
So I put my
blowjob balloon.
It's a blowjob balloon.
Balloon BJ job. Bag.
So I put my trembling, eager, yearning penis directly into this poor, poor young girl. And I come in about 45% of one pump. And I was like, I know that I cannot just call this quits.
Oh, did you keep trying?
Like, I kept going.
Oh, my God.
I kept going. And, like, I still possess this ability to the day where I can stay hard after I nut and keep going if
okay,
I want
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
I can do that.
True.
But I learned it from day
forever,
one.
Forever?
It depends on how long. As long as there's still motion and friction, I can keep going.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So, I'm going until, like, my penis is like, I don't want to do this. But I'm like, let's keep trying. So my dick gets softer and, like, squishier and squishier. So then I pull out and I'm like, oh, yeah, I just came. Just now. I pull out and the girl is like, cool. Sorry we did this. And then she stands up and she's like, did you lose the condom? And I'm like, what do you mean lose? I put it on my penis.
On this rock solid penis? I don't think so.
Condom wasn't on my dick anymore because my dick was so soft and slimy from the cum and the slid out, stuck in her pooch.
Okay, that's the grossest thing that has ever happened.
It's the worst. It was the worst feeling.
It's so disgusting, and that's why I don't use condoms.
It's literally picking trash out of your vagina.
I watched her go, whoop, and popped it out, and I was like,
why were there three things that I had to pop
no,
out?
No, because it slipped. It was a slimy from her obvious pleasure juices, because I'm sure she had a great time, and from my nocturnal emissions. So she was like, can't get it. Oh, whoa, whoa. It was like a carnival game. She was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Get it.
Like when you pull out those, the handkerchief thingies.
Like a clown dose? Yeah.
You saying I'm here for your amusement? Do I make you laugh?
My dick's funny? Funny how?
Funny how? Is it funny, huh?
I hate you. I'm done with this.
Funny like it leaves trash in your vagina?
I can't.
So that's why that's one of the reasons why I don't like to wear condoms. Do you guys want to hear more? Like, do you guys have anything you want to talk about?
I mean, I don't like wearing condoms either, but I don't really have a story about it. I just have kids every time I have sex. I have like 380 kids.
It's so bad because every time a guy is like, should I grab a condom? I think to myself, you fucking pussy. But also, yes, because if you're offering that, I probably don't
need
want
it.
Your baby.
Yeah, but you wear those dental dams that girls have.
All the time.
But you wear them like how, like, when you go to, like, a baby doctor and they have the roll-down paper that comes down over the thing. You have those where you just slide them down
exactly.
over your vagina.
How come they don't call those poonchos?
genius.
It's like a poncho, but for your vagina. Yeah, poncho. That's really good, right?
That's really good.
I would, if I worked at fucking Glad or whoever makes garbage bags, I would be, I'd be pushing
Liz,
for that.
If you edit this episode, edit that out so that we can keep credit for poncho.
Okay.
And by we, I mean me, because you're an employee of the Problem Solvers Incorporated.
No, that's fine. That's fine. All, yeah.
That was really good.
Intellectual properties go to you. Puncho.
Should we tell more comic stories? Like, I don't know what to do. We're 20 minutes in. All right, so here's another story. I feel like...
If we were 20 minutes in, your condom would be dangling in our pussies right now.
Dude, 20 minutes is an overstatement for what I went through at the time. I'm going to give you the opposite side of the spectrum on, like, my sexual performance.
So this is
still
what
still ends in the same, like, this is... I think this might have been the last time I wore a condom.
I think this is when a condom got stuck in his butthole, and...
that is...
Somebody just kept fucking him anyway.
It's the same rainbow, different flavor right there, man. So, I'm 20 years old, and I start sleeping with the girl that I had a crush on in high school, who's 2 years older than me. I hang out with her only by using a fake ID to get into bars. I think I'm the coolest fucking guy in the world. I just figured out how to have sex well. Like,
it took you that long?
No. Like, To get good at it. Oh, you're still figuring out how to get good at sex, all right? It takes time to perfect
shots
it.
Shots fired.
It takes time. All I'm saying
Wait till these rabies kick in and she's going fucking ballistic.
Something is foaming around the lips. It's all I can see happening here. Rabies.
I hate you all.
So, like, I'm a storyteller. I'm trying to set the stage.
It wasn't a good story so far.
It's going to get good.
Okay.
So, I'm outside of my league as far as it comes to, like, I'm going to bars with people I've never met before that are all older than me. I'm hanging out with this girl that I've had a crush on since I was a kid, and I just finally started sleeping with, and I'm like, oh, shit, I gotta perform. I gotta do whatever. I'm carrying condoms around because I was like, this is what cool dudes do. So me and this girl, we go get fucked up. I use the ID of Alan Shachner to get into the bar. And if you need to know how to spell it, it's S-C-H-A-C-H-N-E-R. His address is 1006 Pennsylvania Avenue, Palinville, New York, 12463. And I'll always remember it because I used it for like 3 years to get into bars.
Okay.
And also to steal his identity, so feel free. So we get back to her house, and this is the first time we've had sex. So I'm like, gotta get pumped. Gotta make sure that I show her that even though I'm a younger dude, insanely ripped, really hot, I'm still like, I gotta bring it. I was neither of those things.
Say, what happened to you then?
So I throw on a condom, start going to town, having sex, you guys.
Wow.
Sexing.
I'm having intercourse.
Sexing hard.
My wee-wee got super duper hard, and I put it in her hoo-ha. And it was great.
I'm so turned
and
on
as,
by this.
As sex goes, stuff came out of my penis after a while. And I was like, oh yes, we good. And she goes, ah, that was great. Let's keep going. And I'm already like pulling the condom off my dick. And I was like, oh, yeah, no problem. So I grab another condom, throw it on my donger. And I'm like, like I said, I was 20. So imagine me at 20 where all I, because I don't have sex with girls for my personal pleasure. I have it strictly because I care about what other people think about me. So I know if I have sex with a girl really well, she'll tell other people and people will be like, have you heard of this guy? He's really good in bed.
I hate that you're right.
Yeah, it's true. You want to know why I've had sex with so many girls? Because one girl tells another girl and then they're just like, I assume it's good. It's like sweet green salad. It's not any better than any other salad, but somebody fashionable had it and then everyone else had it.
I really want...
Did you say sweet green salad?
Sweet greens. It's a salad place.
Yeah.
And it's great, but you're not cool enough to know about it.
Yeah,
see?
Nah, fuck it.
Same with my penis.
I take my greens regular up my butt like everybody else.
So anyway, so I throw on a new condom. Because when I was younger, I stuck to it. Throw on another condom.
Stuck to condoms.
We go back to town. Town is sex, you guys.
Sex
we keep
town.
Having sex. And we have sex for like another 45 minutes to an hour. Because like after a guy ejaculates the first time, you're hard-pressed to get a second one out of him. Turns out, after about an hour, second one came out. And I was like, whoo, we're done. Because we've had sex for about 2 fucking hours now. And I don't care who you are, that's too much. And this girl goes, hell yeah, deity. She probably didn't say that, but she wanted to keep going. So I say, like, oh, shit, I guess so. Put her on third condom. That's the most condoms that I've used accumulatively in my entire life.
Yeah, that's my whole career.
So I continue to have sex with her. And I don't know how much time passes. An eon? An epoch? Who? A millennia? I don't know.
We're here now. You just stopped, as far as I know. I picked you up from that.
I just got done having sex now. I'm 36. That was 16 years ago. So, I don't know how. But after, I don't want to be like, hey, cool guy, I last a real long time during sex. It had to be at least 2 more hours. Because I was like, I'm not going to finish again. It's impossible. It's impossible. And this girl is ravenous. She's horrible. I hated her at this point. Because at this point, my dick just hurts.
Athletically, you're not even there.
Yeah, like, I'm tired. Luckily, then, I was like, I was skinnier. I was got, like,
non-dick muscles that are hurting because of this. Everything. Yeah.
Like, we've done every position that I know. Missionary, other missionary, and then third missionary. So, religious, like, I'm out of moves.
Religious mission.
And somehow, I nut again. And it hurt me. I was like, oh, shit, was ow, hurt.
Was it like dust? Was it like dust coming out?
I wish it was, dude. I pulled my donger out. Condom's still on my dinkus. Thank God it didn't fall inside of her, like my first paramour. And that shit looks like there's a strawberry milkshake in it. Because I nutted blood from my uterine lining. I had my first period there. And since then, I won't use a condom because I don't want to see the evidence. I don't know. I could cum blood every time now. I'm a Cannibal Corpse song. Or Morbid Angel. I don't know who sang that song. One of them. Cannibal Corpse.
It had to be Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah, it was Cannibal Corpse.
Menstrual... That one?
Yes, menstrual that one. self-titled album.
Menstrual Vampire something.
Yeah. I think they actually just had a song called I Come Blood.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to download it.
I didn't get into the deep tracks, I guess.
So that ruined my life, my relationship to condoms. But seriously, what were we talking about?
Your dick condoms. Spitting fire.
Before I went on a tangent. What's the episode about, Liz?
Cheese steaks.
We don't have a topic.
Oh.
We have a few questions, though.
We got customer... or
customer.
Customer complaints.
Okay. So we have two just quick ones. And they're really funny.
Oh, good.
Well, one of them's really funny. The other one's just like, whatever. sorry.
Don't set them up too hard.
This one's just whatever. One of my friends is really into that Dogecoin stuff, but I think it's short-sighted. Am I wrong? That's their problem.
Of course it's short-sighted. It's currency with no physical backing.
Every penny you put into it will be $10 million in no time. Guaranteed. You heard it here first.
Financial advice from Matt.
Put all your money into it. If you have fucking stimulus money or tax returns, dump that shit into dog shit or whatever it's called. You're gonna be rich. Okay.
End of that.
Honestly, that's
every penny will turn into a 400-acre estate. If you do it now.
Can we do the next question?
Don't wait. Yeah, sure.
Thank you, Matt. Okay. How do I get rid of ants in my grandma?
The first thing is you have to understand, I don't know how they spelt it, so it could just be his grandma's daughters hanging out.
Ooh.
Those could be his aunts.
It's A-N-T-S.
Invest in
Dogecoin. I don't know how to spell, so I'm still not positive.
Bug. He said the bug.
The first
ants aren't bugs.
Okay.
First thing you're going to want to do is invest in Dogecoin.
Yes.
Then you can hire a hitman to kill either your Aunt Mary or your aunt that came out of a colony.
All right, so there's ants in his grandma.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Inside of her?
What's the name of this? Hold on. I know exactly how to get rid of ants inside of his grandma. You have to put an ant bomb in your grandma.
Okay, you have to bomb your grandma.
Grand bomb.
Listener, let's assume your name is Omar. Put an ant bomb in your grandma. If there's ants in your locker, put an ant bomb in your locker. This is the best way to take care of it.
No, you're right.
You heard it here first. Now, we had a different listener question, but it's a special question because it's not from just a listener. It's from, I don't want to say just a problem solver, but an MVP problem solver. David Rose asked Matthew and I today, "Hey guys, why is it that human beings and monkeys are the only animals that will get horny when they watch other animals have sex and want to have sex because of it?" He said, "Do you think that, like, a squirrel will watch another squirrel have sex and then start jerking off?" Liz, you're the pet person. We need to know. If two dogs are fucking and a third dog watches, is that dog going to get horny?
I'm going to say yeah, honestly.
Yeah. Dolphins, too. I feel like if two dolphins are fucking in the ocean.
I don't have any good reasoning, but, like, I'm just going to say yes.
I don't know. All the times that my dog watches me have sex, he's never like, "This is cool."
So Molly's watched me have sex a lot, and every so often she tries to join in. Like, I've had my toe licked, my partner has had their butt licked. Is that, I assume that's her being, fuck you, her being horny. So yeah.
The licking. But the thing is, that dog would have licked your toe or your butt if you weren't having sex.
No, she wouldn't. Yeah. She's not affectionate.
I feel like if I put my butthole up in the air, my dog would lick it just because it was there. I don't think it's sexual.
Like, birds...
But wait.
Birds fuck on, like, telephone wires, and there's a bird sitting right next to them, and they're just like...
No, but, so we talked about this. We had a Reddit question where the girl got fucked by her dog while giving her boyfriend a blowjob.
I hope her puppies are doing good.
And the boyfriend couldn't push it off.
Yeah, because he was laughing too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yes, they do. He was watching his owner get a fucking blowy, and he was like, "I want in." Mm. And fucked the girl. So yes, the answer is yes, I was right.
Respect.
So smart.
Well, that's why you're our dog expert. Or you're our animal expert.
Doge. Doges now.
I'm almost up to Doge experts. Vaccines.
We've got Matt as our financial expert. Liz as our pet and bestiality expert. And me just here along for the ride.
Yep.
Okay, we have an actual question.
We got another one?
Yeah, we have one more.
Oh, my God. When do these fucking people stop? Fuck. Just kidding. Thank you for writing in. Continue
to. Every, like, 4 weeks they stop.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Hey, guys. Looking for some help here. Some friends and I are having a debate. The question is this. No homo when you pee at the urinal. I can't read that.
I get it right now. No homo when you pee at the urinal, do you?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that. A, unzip the zipper and pee through the zipper hole. B, unbuckle the belt and undo pants and then unzip the zipper and pee over top. Or C, drop pants down and have bare ass out. Option B seems more logical. Just about everyone has said option A, though. Am I crazy or am I just gay with a little wiener?
Wait, they're leaving their dicks in their pants? While they're peeing?
Pulling it through their pee-pee hole.
Wait, you're not saying pulling it through, though. They're saying,
no,
like...
No, that's what they said.
Oh, wait.
Are you not paying attention
this,
when I
this
talk?
Question was sent to me directly first, and it created debate.
Oh, so that's why he sent it to the...
Yes.
Okay.
So, option A, which is what this listener does, is keeps the button, unzips his pants, opens the flap, and pulls his dick out of his body.
Oh, okay,
/ pants flap. Am I correct? Is that what he's...
Dick out.
Option B.
It sounded to me...
Which is option B?
Option B is where you just unbuckle the belt and undo the pants and then zip, like... And then put your penis over top of the unbuttoned...
Belt, button, fly, everything's... Flop. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
I'm an option B guy. I undo the button, zip my pants, pull my underwear down, pull my dick out, put my balls outside my waistband, so they get a chance to hang out. They don't get to they don't get to see the sun too often.
Breathe.
And then I piss a little bit out of my butt, and then cry for a while. So that's all in B, right?
Yeah, that's option B.
All right, good.
That's what he is.
What's option C?
Is drop your pants down all the way, bare ass.
You do that one when you want to establish dominance. Okay. That's a fun one.
When you're 3 years old.
That's a flex.
I remember one time I was taking a piss. It was third grade. I was in Grandview Elementary School. I'm taking piss in a urinal. And I was like, this is a big deal. Taking a piss in a urinal.
Oh, big boy.
Philip Kenny is in the urinal next to me. Dude drops all the way down. Drops all the way down. And he's pissing. And he looks at my dick. And he comments that my dick looks weird because I'm not circumcised and he's circumcised. And I was like, well, your dick looks weird. And your pants are on the fucking ground.
Like, shout to Billy
wrong?
O.
But the thing is, it's third grade. So when I said who's wrong, I legitimately didn't. I was like, do I have the weird dick and the weird style of pulling my pants down?
Yeah.
Is this naked guy with so many smooth parts?
Well, now, 30 years later, we are answering your question for you.
Smooth Phil.
Dude, he was from waist down, smooth as a fucking a sea lion.
Still is, I imagine.
I hope so, man.
Shout to Billy Ho.
You know what's funny is I guarantee he doesn't remember it, but it's one of those things that kind of scarred me, I guess. Because yeah. I was like, do I have a weird dick? And I spent the whole life thinking my dick's weird, and then I'm bleeding out of my dick and stories. And like,
I remember the first time I saw. I remember the first uncircumcised one I saw. And I was like, oh, what's that? You got like a cap on yours.
Yeah.
I don't think I really paid attention.
Well, girls don't have to because, like, if you're around an erect dick, they all look the same.
Well, I've lived with a lot of men, I've seen a lot of stretched penises.
I went to Catholic school, so all the urinals had no, like, dividers between them or anything.
Yeah, so the priest could easily
suck it. Yeah, it was just like the priest was in there. That was his office. That was his office. He was posted up behind us, like, got a little extra there.
let me get a little nibble. You know what's funny, too? It's like, some females who have seen me naked listen to this podcast, and I got some messages after the first time.
Shout to Emily.
What up, mama? I got some messages afterwards that were like, why do you always say that you're not circumcised when you're on the podcast?
Because girls literally don't know.
They're like, I have a picture of your dick right here. Look how great it is. And I'm like, yeah, it is great. And it can be not circumcised. It's like, you know how every square is a rectangle?
But not every rectangle is a square.
Every dick is circumcised, but every circumcised dick is not circumcised. And that's why I want to leave this episode on.
Unless, okay, bye!
Unless you guys want to tell us some more.
I'm good.
Hey, no matter what your dick looks like, Liz thinks it's good enough to put inside of her, so you've got that going for you guys.
Doubtful.
You better hurry, though, because this rabies is kicking in fast.
Can y'all fuck off with that? The world doesn't need to know.
Her vagina grew teeth, and it's fucking furious.
That is the third time on this podcast you've talked about my vagina having teeth.
All right, I take it back. Her vagina now likes import cars and is really into its family and is fast and furious. So get in 1 to 9 times.
Literally hate you.
I call it Vin Douchel.
I like Puncho better. Okay, bye!
Top world spinning like revolvers. You got a problem, then I got a team of solvers. Social media type, planned along ballers. From Heracles to Nostradamus, homie, it's the problem. So I was right. Keep the team intact, the beacon out in the dark. Tony Stark ready on the attack. He don't relax, he got the studio packed with 3 bombs, 2 girls, microphone, and a serious track. Hailing from the dark side, our dogs riding cross lines. Show the real from the whack, call that bar apartheid. Search for truth. But we know where our heart lies. Catches out in murky waters where all the sharks die. The Doom Walker, Schumacher, smooth talking, mass bits, nuances. He honest, beyond us, rewind us. He Honda the way the truth slaps. Now the deuce that, just to prove that. Yeah, the altar every day, bring it to the boom bap. My boy M always stay telling the truth. Like when diverse attorneys gotta split up your loot. Like when I conjure up storms when I'm up in the booth. Yeah, we slightly out the norm and we coming like revolvers. You got a problem, then I got a team of solvers. Social media type, plan the long ballers. From Heracles to Nostradamus, homie, it's the problem. Live the meaner like the goddess Athena. Guarantee you can't reach it. Get you the secret lair, jet and a visa. Get the stats right, flash bright, smoothing your speakers. Cause in the past life or half life, get whistle the creatures. You better pack light, act right, save her a sound bite. She be talking overhead just like stalactites.